Be that as it may, we are absolutely compelled, for lack of any alternative whatsoever, to accept the published crystal structure of the histone octamer as being essentially correct. Having been literally living with that structure night and day for more than a year now, I have come to greatly respect and admire it, but I harbor a lingering fear that it may be a laboratory artifact. But what options do I have? There are no other published histone structures to choose from. This is it. A less frightening, but still disconcerting possibility is that the published structure is correct in its basic details, but slightly different than it would be in the 100% humidity environment of the cell nucleus. I would actually presume that to be true as a matter of course, but we have no way of predicting what effect total hydration would have on the structure. Therefore, I have, by default, accepted the published structure in all its details and move nothing except the N-termini, which do not crystallize anyway, and which are depicted in the current published structure as projecting outward in totally random fashion in 8 different directions. It is for the purpose of imposing order on these N-termini that I have undertaken these studies.